There is nothing more uncreative than someone under 50 planning an office birthday party for someone turning 50. On the birthday eve, the under 50 group stays and decorates the office. The problem here is the U word, uncreative. Case in point, Chuck was 50 last month, and when he got off the elevator at work, signs lined the wall. Oh, how nifty. Look who's 50. Black balloons proclaiming over the hill lined the outside frame of his office door, and wilted black roses slumped in a vase. Because Chuck works to stay in shape, the youngsters found a recipe for a low-fat chocolate cake made with prunes. Now, I think it's great to cook with prunes. I cook with prunes. I just do not think it's okay to tell someone turning 50 that you made his birthday cake with prunes. Thank goodness his co-workers told me what they were planning to do. Being an alumnus of the Black Balloon Birthday Club, I made some calls to see if Chuck's special day could be salvaged. At 11:15 that morning, he got a phone call. "Chuck," the woman said, "you and I have a little problem." Now, Chuck is a faithful husband, but his mouth still went dry. "Some of your friends hired me to come by your house tonight and strip for your birthday, but I don't know where you live." Chuck said, "Honey, unless my wife hired you, don't come by, and I'll swear to anyone who asks that you were fabulous." And he hung up. Later that afternoon, grinning from ear to ear, he tossed a birthday card on my desk. The front showed a handsome man wearing gym shorts. Inside was a handwritten note. "Ladies at the office think you're sexier than the guy on this card." And it was unsigned. "You dog," I said, "who sent you this?" "As if you don't know," he told me. "The handwriting looks a lot like yours. And who did you get to call me about the striptease?" I heard him as he went down the hall. "Hey, Bill, read my birthday card and tell me who's over the hill." There's no sin in celebrating a 50th birthday. There's just no reason not to be creative. For Boomer Humor, I'm Bob Owen.